ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. I'm reminded of a song. You should know by now that I like to sing. It says in Yoruba that Alaye ni o ma yo baba. Alaye ni o ma yo omo.
Eni to ti ku. Ko le yi o Alaye ni o ma yo
baba.
Eni to ti ku.
Those of us who don't understand English, Bible says that a living dog is better than a dead lion. So if you're a lion and you're dead, of what use is it? But you're a dog and you're alive. You know, dog and lion are not on the same, they're not on the same level. But if a lion is dead, that's it, that's the end. But if a dog is still a dog, it's a small dog, but he's alive, there's hope. So, because you are alive, like I said, some people are saying, 2021, we're still feeling the fallout of COVID. The fallout of COVID is still on. In fact, it's still unraveling in some quarters. But you are alive. When there's life, there's hope. There's hope. And hope does not make ashamed. Hope does not make ashamed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. So, that is a preamble. Amen? That's a preamble. So let's get into the word this morning. I didn't come to exhort you like last week. I came to preach the word. Hallelujah. Okay, let's get into the word this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, because it is always a privilege to be in your presence. It is a privilege to be in the house of the Lord. David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Because in your presence, O God, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. And so thank you, Lord God Almighty, because we know that you are here. You were here before we came here. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your sweet presence. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit, because you are here. Thank you because you will speak through me to your people. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for granting us understanding. Thank you, Lord, for opening up our comprehension. And thank you, Lord God Almighty, for a free course, even in this service. Sweet Spirit of the living God, we ask you to flow freely in our midst, in the name of Jesus. I will not speak of myself, but I will speak of you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, title of the message this morning is, It is a New Season. Hallelujah, it is a new season. How many people know that it is a new season? A few people know, okay? Quite a while, sometimes we actually do not know when the seasons change because we're so preoccupied and we're not in the right place. Because some seasons are not announced, are not necessarily announced. Some are announced. For instance, Christmas is coming now. Everybody is already, it's Christmas season. That's physical, in the physical. But most of the time, in the spirit, seasons are not announced. So if you are not in the right place, and I'm talking spiritually now, you may not know when there is a change of season. But it's a new season. It's a new season. I'm going to read from Daniel 2, verse 20. Where is it now? Okay, it says, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Emphasis being that, and he changes the times and the seasons. It is only God that changes times and seasons. He's the one that orchestrates, you know, the times and the seasons. So, like I said, it is a new season. It is a new season. Let me see. Can you give that to me in the Amplified? Daniel 2 from verse 20 in the Amplified. 2:20. It says, Daniel answered, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He changes the times and the seasons. So it is God that changes the times and the seasons. And like I said, it is a new season. If you are in a right, in a kind of like a right, you're taking a right posture, you will know that it is a new season. And when we talk about seasons, what is a season? Somebody saying, I'm not saying it is a physical season. So obviously there has to be a difference. Because physical seasons, there's rain, and in our own part of the world, there is rain and cold and dry. So rain and dry season. There are two seasons in Nigeria, in this part of the world. There's two seasons. In some other parts, there are four. There are four seasons in some other parts. So those are physical seasons. But in the spirit too, there are seasons. There are seasons. So what is a season? A season is a prophetic time frame. It's a prophetic time frame. I'm going to give you examples. In a season, you have prophetic appointments. So I talk about Abraham and Sarah. God told Abraham that he was going to be the father of nations when he was 75. He did not give birth to Isaac until he was 100. Even though there was a promise, that promise had to be situated within the right season. And I'm talking to someone now. There is a promise, but there's an appointed season for that promise. So you need to wait it out. There's an appointed season. So there are prophetic, when you talk about seasons in the spirit, there are prophetic time frames, prophetic timelines. And it's not everything that will happen. Each season, like I said, is not anything that happened. Some seasons are set apart. And for each individual in life, you have your seasons. A lot of us don't know it, that we have our seasons, but we have seasons. So a season is a prophetic time frame. It's a prophetic appointment. Isaac could not have come earlier than when he came. Could not have come earlier. Even though in Abraham's eyes, he was like, you gave me a promise 25 years ago. How far? Promise not come. Let me help myself. So he helped himself and gave back to Ishmael. But after I gave back to Ishmael, God said, no, this is not what I'm talking about. You have helped yourself. It's okay. I will bless Ishmael. He said, all that Ishmael may live in thy sight, I will bless Ishmael. But this is not what I'm talking about. So when the time came, when the appointed time came, Isaac came forth. Like I said, Isaac would not have come anytime earlier. Either earlier or later. There was a timing in God's agenda for Isaac to come. So, a season is a time appointed by God. It's a proper time for an action. It's not all actions that are carried out in, you know, any season. It's a proper time for an action. It could also be described as a theme of how God is dealing with us at certain times. God deals with us differently in different seasons. In different seasons. Isaiah 43 from verse Isaiah 43. Let me see. I want to read from Isaiah 43. Regularly is 18 to 19. But I want to back up a bit. And please give it to me in the Amplified version. Because there's a warning here. There's a warning for us. Amplified version, but I want to back up a bit. Let's see now. Okay, I want to back up to verse 15. It says, I am the Lord your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters. God is reading out his CV. God is reading out his CV. It says, I am the Lord. I am the Creator of Israel, the Holy One. Who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters? He says, who brings forth chariot and horse, army and mighty warrior? They lie down together, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, they are quenched like a lamp wick. 18, he says, do not earnestly remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. Verse 19 says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So along with the new season, of course, when you say it is a new season, that means something new is happening. It's a season, a change of season, something new is happening. And this scripture is so apt. God had gone ahead to really see me, to tell you what he can do. What he could, you know, he can do. He can do and undo. He had said that. But he now says in 18, he says, don't remember the former things. Don't earnestly remember the former things. Neither consider the things of old. In a new season, you have to be careful that you do not hold on to the old. That you are not too aware of the old. So, holding on to the old, remembering the former things, is a deterrent to enjoying and experiencing this new season. Because if you are saying times have been hard, but God is saying it is a new season, you are saying, but times have been hard, you are remembering the old, you are not embracing the new, you are not welcoming the new, you are not saying, okay, times have been hard, but Father, like they say now, we move. Yes, times have been hard, but Lord, at your word, we move. Praise the Lord. So don't consider it. Don't let it be part of your consideration. They say, go and apply. They say, what? I have applied, though. I have been applying since. But the word of God came and said, the places where you have been rejected, you will be accepted. Do you think that acceptance will come to you in your house? You say, no. If God is going to do this, let's. You miss out. You miss out. Don't let the past incapacitate you. And I dare say again that it can be the other way. It can be that you have witnessed a lot of success. Like God said here, I am God. Who is like me? I can do and undo. Say, we have seen money. In 2020, some people made mega money. Even as we are talking, I'm making mega money. But God is saying there is more. They say, well, where we are is not bad. We can afford to camp here. So it can be either way. It can be the bad. It can be the good. The good can even keep you from getting to the great. So we're fine. We're fine. My school, my children attend Avicenna where they pay. How do they pay? They pay annually. They don't pay termly. No, we don't do that. We're good. We're very good. But God is saying, forget. I have a lot more in store for you. So, don't earnestly remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. It says, behold, I am doing a new thing. And your posture should be, Father, what is this new thing that you are doing? All antennas up. all eyes, you know how they say, globe and battery, all your eyes, like, Father, what is this new thing you are doing? Okay, fine, I did not know there was a new season, but they said in church there is a new season. What is this thing that you are doing? I need to know. I need to be part of it. That is what your posture should be. Praise the Lord. We need to know what to do in this new season. We need to know. It is a new season. It is an outpouring. There's an outpouring. We have already declared 2022 the year of the outpouring. So the outpouring has actually started. There's an outpouring. There's an outpouring already. So what are you to do in this new season? Like I said, it should be, the posture should be, what does this time represent for me? And what do I have to do in it? First Chronicles 12, we talk about them a lot. First Chronicles 12, the sons of Issachar, the children of Issachar. First Chronicles 12. If you get home, you can actually read the entire chapter. But it was talking of when David was still running from Saul, and he had gone to hide, you know, with the Philistines and all of that. But by then, some people in Israel had already started coming to him in bits and pieces. You know, the men of war and all of that, they had started coming. So by this time, Saul had now passed. So when they knew that Saul had passed, now they came, Emas. They came in, you know, they came. And so he talks about how, gave numbers. Judah, Simeon, Levi, you know, all of them, Benjamites, some people, they might, you know, Ephraimites, all of them had been coming. And if you glue through, you see their numbers were not small. 20,000, 18,000, 3,000, you know, like that. They were all of those other tribes were a lot. But when it gets to verse 32, it says, and of Issachar. Men who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. 200. Pere. They were just 200. 200 chiefs and all their kinsmen were under their command. They were just 200 though. See, the others were 6,000, you know, 3,000 and all of that. But these people were just 200. Why were they singled out? They had an understanding of the times. They knew what Israel ought to do at that. And they knew that Israel had to crown David as king. Not in Judah, not in Hebron. He had to be king all over. He was already king in Hebron. Judah, his tribe, had already followed him. But these people knew that, no, this is beyond you being king in Hebron. Being king over Judah. This is time for you to be king over all of Israel. They knew. And so they are brethren, all of the 1,000, the 18,000, the all of them 1,000, were at their command. Praise the Lord. You know, we talk of that. Say we had understanding of the times. But that is what is to be said about us. As spiritual beings, we must have understanding of the times and the seasons. And let nobody say, oh, but how? You have the Holy Spirit inside of you. They did not even have the Holy Spirit. They were just conversant. They were just, you know, they just had keen ears. They just had keen ears. But we have the Holy Spirit residing on the inside of you. You are walking around with him everywhere. You are carrying him all about. You don't even ask, what's up there, Holy Spirit? How are we doing today? Where are we to go? Where are we not to go? Should we enter that office? This business, should we do? The figures are looking fantastic. You put your money down. They come back and tell you story. You say, I lost a lot of money there. You wanted to lose money. That's why you lost money. Because you have a guide inside of you. He's ever present. Oh, you know, this one is not when you come to church. You know, sometimes you say, you say, when you come. No. As you're sitting, he's there. As you're standing, he's there. As you're going, he's there. But we're not making use of him. So we need the Holy Spirit to understand the times that we are in. But like I said, if you don't ask the question, he will not. God is magnanimous in sometimes, because like I said, you are wondering, okay, we do not normally preach about seasoning, which is true. This one, I was sitting down. I was just, TCB had done, it's a new season in October. And I remember Minister Bumi walking up to me saying, okay, we want you to wrap up the series. He was trying to give me a topic. I said, you know what? Send it to me. Don't tell me. I will not remember. But before he sent it to me, I was just in the house. I was, you know, like ruminating over some things. And I just had the Spirit say, it's a new season. I said, oh, okay. So when Bumi sent the something and he put new season, I said, oh, okay. God is always speaking. We are the ones not hearing. Because we are preoccupied. What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What are we going to wear? Where are we going to live? God is always constantly speaking. Constantly speaking. But we're too preoccupied. We're too busy. And when we are busy, you cannot hear him. It's not because he will not struggle. He will just talk. He will drop it. He will go. So in the midst of your business, you will not hear. Praise the Lord. So we need to ask the right questions. What does this time represent for me? What does this time represent for me? What should I be doing? What am I to change? Because with a change of season, there should be a change of attitude. There should be a change of attitude. When they say something is new, you should know that there's something you need to do to align to that new. There should be a change of attitude. So you're asking, what am I supposed to be doing? What am I supposed to be doing? Isaiah 48 was a scripture that God gave us, last month, yeah, October. And it just keys in still into this. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. He says, thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way that you should go. But if you don't ask, you need to ask. He teaches you to profit. So he knows that you have to profit. He knows that there's a profiting to your life. But he will not teach, he will not say, when is tomorrow morning? You would have to have had a level of intimacy with him for him to do that. He does that. But you would have to have a level of intimacy. It's not the one that you come once a week. It's not the one that you open your Bible only when you come to church. It's not the one that you only pray when you are in problem. Because some of us, it's only when we pray, when we are in deep, you know what they call it. That's when you are knocking on heaven's door, you are banking. So we must bombard heaven's door. You are wasting your time. You're not bombarding anywhere. You're just exercising strength. You're just giving out. You're making yourself feel good. You're not bombarding anywhere. You don't need to bombard. Before you bombard, he is God. After you bombard, he is God. You get results, he is God. You don't get results. So, you need to be at a level, at a certain place. You need to be sensitive. We need to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. I 48:7, Psalm 32, verse 8, he says, I will teach, I will lead you, I will guide you with my eye. He now says, don't be like the donkey, like the mule, that they have to use. You know, they use his cane. They used to wipe them into shape. When they are going, they use cane to. He said, don't be like that. Some of us are like that. Until they teach us sense outside, we will not come back inside. You know, they say that if you don't learn sense inside, they will teach you outside. Some of us are like that. Some of us are like that. We're like mules, donkeys, until they beat us into shape. You don't need to be beaten. You don't need to be beaten. What is this season about? What is this season about? It's a time to be sensitive. God is calling us to be awake, to be alive to you. Some of us are not even alive to ourselves. Talk less of being alive to our environment and what is happening. We are not even alive to ourselves. Be alive to you first. Be alive to you. To the things that concern you, be alive first to you. Ephesians 5:14. We used to use this scripture. Pastor will remember when we were in the days gone by. We used to use it to wake people that were sleeping in church. We were ushers. So we printed the scripture on a small card. We just walk like that. When we see that you are asleep, we just awake. You who sleep in church are sleeping. We just use this. That was when I first of all knew that scripture. Years back. Many, many years back. It says, therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep. Stop sleeping. Arise from the dead. And I said last week, I was saying, why would you say sleep and dead in the same statement? Because that's what sleep is like. When you are asleep, you don't know what is happening. You are like the dead. It says, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So arise, awake. Awake, awake, be alive. Be alive to you. You know, we say you are not alive to your environment. Let's leave your environment first safe. Be alive to you. Be alive to what is happening in your life. Be alive to it. Be alive to it. Number two, we need to go deeper in our prayer life. These are things that ordinarily we should do, but in some seasons require that you do this more than some other seasons. There are some seasons that you need to. Let's look at 1 Kings 19. 1 Kings 19, the story of that you need to fill up. Like, you know, 1 Kings 19, story of Elijah. When Elijah had finished dealing with all the prophets of Baal, he was victorious. He had killed them, slaughtered all of them. Jezebel now said, you killed my priest, Abi, my prophet. If you are not like one of them by this time tomorrow, Ajakboru come you, she's Jezebel. That means my name is not Jezebel. If what you have done to them, I don't do to you. Don't call me Jezebel. In fact, my name is no longer Jezebel. Elijah picked trees. He ran. This humble who had just slaughtered like 400 priests, Abi, just killed them, made mincemeat of them. One woman said, if you, he could not wait, he ran. God now said, when he went somewhere, God now said, Elijah, how far? How far? What are you doing inside this cave? How did you get here? He said, why are you running? Exactly. Why are you running? How did you get here? He said, hey, Father, they have killed everybody. I am the only one left. And they seek my life to take it. God said, okay, go and stay somewhere. I will talk to you. After he had done the talking, I'm going to verse 19. When you get home, read 1 Kings. God gave him instructions. What to do. His ministry was wrapping up. He was to hand over to Elisha. So when he had done that, let me see now. I have gone ahead. Okay, I think I'm going to verse 4. Yeah. When he went into that wilderness that he might die. I'm no better than my fathers. As they have killed him, they also want to kill me. As he was sleeping under the juniper tree. I don't know what juniper means, safe, but juniper tree, sha. An angel touched him and said, arise and eat. Angel brought food for him. Arise and eat. This is verse 5. Verse 6, he looked, and behold, there was a cake baked on the coals and a bottle of water at his head. He ate, drank, and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, for the journey is too great for you. I want to read that in NLT. I like how NLT says that. Because like I said, there's sometimes, verse 7, then the angel of the Lord came again and touched him and said, get up and eat some more, or the journey ahead will be too much for you. There are seasons when you store up, when you pray up, when you study up, and this is one of those seasons. Because the journey ahead will be too much. See what it says in verse 8. It says, so he got up and ate and drank, and the food gave him enough strength to travel 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Sinai. So after that, after eating that food twice, there was no more food for 40 days. That food was enough to give him strength to go. So there are seasons when you need to store up. Like I said, regularly you are supposed to pray, read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day. How many of us remember Bible Sunday school? We pray, it is true, read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. There is that one. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, 1 Peter 2, that you may grow thereby. That is one. But there are seasons when you need to go beyond, read your Bible, pray every day. There are seasons when you need to store up. You pray or pray more than you normally would pray. Study more than you will normally study. This is one of those seasons. This is one of those seasons. Tap your neighbor and say, this is a season to store up. It's a season to store up. We need to go deeper in our prayer life. We need to go deeper in our prayer life. What does prayer do to you? Prayer sharpens our inner knower. That's why I said, it's not everybody that the Holy Spirit will say, bros, when you get up today, when you get up this morning, go. There's a level of relationship that gets you to that, you know. Sharpens our inner knower. Prayer is how you sharpen that knower. And when you do that praying, the Holy Spirit has more access to who you are. Because prayer actually shows like a weakness, like a dependence. If you are not praying, you are telling God that you are fine now, you are okay. I can handle this myself. That's what you are saying. When you don't pray, you don't know that. But that's what it is. It's like, I got this. We're cool. I got it. When you don't pray, that's what you are doing. You are saying, I can handle this. This is small. What is this one? I can handle it. But when you pray, it is showing a dependence on God. And the more you do that, the more you are open to the Spirit. And the more He empowers you. The more He empowers you. So, this season, we are to store up. Pray some more. Study some more. Pray some more. Study some more. And I want to say something. Seasons like this come with convictions. You are not an unbeliever, Holy Spirit. But seasons like this come with convictions in that the Holy Spirit will tell you, do this. It will just come to you. Maybe like you were supposed to have been. So for instance, maybe you have been, even before you came to church, maybe the Holy Spirit had been prodding you, telling you, you need to spend more time in my presence. How many people have experienced that? It's like, you need to spend more time. It's a prodding, it's a conviction. It will be on for a couple of days or maybe at best, maybe a couple of weeks. After some time, you won't hear it again. It's a conviction. But when such convictions come, you should do something about it immediately. Build an action around it. Build a discipline. Say, okay, I need to pray more. So out of my calendar schedule on a daily basis, I'll take even 15 minutes out to do this more. Those convictions come in such seasons. Tells you, you need to, as a guy, maybe say, you need to show more love to your wife. You're thinking, okay, was I not showing love before? But if the Holy Spirit is telling you to show love, then there's something He's driving at. So convictions come. Those convictions are actually to bring us in alignment to God. Like I said, maybe He has been prodding you. Spend more time in my word. You will not hear. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He tells you, He rings in your ears 2, 3 times, 4 times. After that, you don't hear it again. I say, okay, maybe it was just me thinking. Maybe it's not you thinking. It was the Holy Spirit prodding, telling you to align, trying to bring you into alignment, you know, with Him. When it comes, such convictions make you aware of something. Like I said, they will lift off over time. It says He will not struggle with man now. When He tells you, maybe He brings it to your remembrance. I say, But if you don't build an action around it, build a discipline around it immediately, you will forget. You will forget. So please, in this season, when such things come to you, make a plan and take an action around that conviction. Make a plan quickly. Quickly. Make a plan around it. And begin to, you know, do that thing that he's telling you to do. Again, this is a season of consecration. I said there are different seasons demand different actions, different attitudes. There are seasons that as you are praying in the morning, you find that most of the time what you are doing is just consecrating yourself. That's what the season demands. You are singing, what was that, new wine. There was a season, I think it was last year, January, before we even knew that we're singing, for the whole month of January, we're singing New Wine by Hillsong. So there are seasons like that. It's just consecration. Consecrate yourself. You are thinking new wine. You say, I give myself away. Shea William McDowell. Yeah. You know, you are just singing. You find yourself singing songs like that. That is that season. That season will not be, you know, it was not a... Seasons are in cycles. Not like physical cycles. We said dry season, wet season, it goes again, dry season. That's how it is. They go around in circles. Seasons are in cycles. So in this season, it's a season of consecration. It's a season where you give your all to God. You say, Father, here I am. As a fresh outpouring of the Spirit, and I have said that, fresh outpouring. 2022 is for outpouring. So be aware, be conscious, be sensitive, you know, to that. Again, the season is about total and absolute reliance on God. Psalm 147. I was telling them in TCB that I had this one expressly. As in that, you know, when you are praying, I was asking, what Psalm 147? And I remember that line of scripture and I now went to check it. Psalm 147. I think it's verse 11 that talks about... verse 10. This, you can read everything when he says, NKJV, please. He says, he does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. I had that, legs of a man. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. So this is not the time to trust in connection, long leg. This is not a season. Because you, the both the horse and the rider, you say, God said he had threw them into the sea. So is this not a season to be looking out, be, you know, banking on the connections, the long legs? Because God says he takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. He doesn't want to hear it. Say, you know, when you have your permutations and all of that, you're saying, this and this. Zechariah 4, verse 6. Zechariah 4, verse 6. Don't forget, he takes no pleasure in the God. Zechariah 4, verse 6. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. That's what he's saying to someone this morning. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. It is a season of restoration. A season of restoration. The collapsing of time. Mercy is at work. Big time in this season. Mercy is at work. Mercy is at work. Mercy is what will not allow you to get what you deserve. Mercy also is what will allow you to get what you don't deserve. As in, you are saying, how? From where? So mercy is at work, big time. It's a collapsing of time. It's a turnaround of fortunes. Again, I heard that. Turnaround of fortunes. It's a turnaround of fortunes. It's a turnaround of fortunes. And lastly, it's a time to be focused, to be consistent. It's a time to be focused and to be consistent. focus in seeking and consistency in seeking God. Focus and consistency in seeking God. Focus and consistency in seeking God. We'll read some things that came out from Wednesday service. Some things came out as well, because that Wednesday was first Wednesday. Yeah, it was first Wednesday. So, I think I have seen quite a number of those things, but it says something about access has been given. It says an entrance has been ministered to us all. And of course, it says you must believe the word with all your heart. This is not the time to be on the fence. This is not the time to say, you know, like Abraham did. Abraham is a good, when they call him the father of faith, he's the father of faith. He is a good character study. Like I said earlier on, and I think I need to repeat this. Somebody needs to wait the season out. Whatever it is that's happening to you, you need to wait it out. You need to wait it out. Don't be in a haste. He that believes will not be in a haste. If you believe, you will not rush. If you believe, you will not rush. So, Abraham, God had told Abraham, son is coming from your loins. But when it seemed like it was not coming, happening on time, he joined, let's help ourselves. This is not the season to help yourself. This is not the season to help yourself. And the Holy Spirit will be giving us instructions in this new season. He'll be giving instructions. Says there are strong desires for new realities. Desires will be planted in our hearts for new realities. There are new dimensions in Christ. And John 14 talks about all things being possible. To him who believes, all things are possible. To him who believes, all things are possible. All things are possible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can we rise to our feet this morning? Can you rise to your feet this morning? Like I said, somebody's saying, and we say that a lot, say, well, I didn't know that there was a new season. The fact that you don't know is not the issue. The fact that you now know is, what are you going to do with what you know? What are you going to do with what you know? What are you going to do with what you know? Sometimes knowing is not the big issue. Like I said, it is what you do with what you know. What are you going to do with what you know? You want to go ahead and just pray? Just say you want to. Somebody wants to pray Psalm 32 verse 8. Can you just please play that for us, please? Psalm 32 verse 8. Want to pray Psalm 32 verse 8. It says, I will instruct you. 8 and 9. Put it together, please. 8 and 9. It says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding. Let us not be people who do not have understanding. Which have no understanding. We have understanding because the Holy One dwells inside of us. Jesus has been made unto us wisdom. He has been made unto us wisdom. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. Father, which way do I go in this new season? What are the instructions you have for me? What are the instructions you have for me in this new season? A new season comes with new things, new desires, new attitude, new instructions. As we have heard, the Holy Spirit will be instructing you. But what are you ask? What are the instructions? What must I do? Do I have to change posture? Maybe there's something particularly that you are trusting. Is there a need for me to change posture? Do I need a posture change? Do I need a posture change? Or do I need to drop something? Is there something I need to drop? Is there something I need to take on? Is there something I need to drop? Is there something is there a friendship, a relationship I need to drop? Is there a new one I need to cultivate? What are the instructions? I am open. Because there's a way we open up ourselves to God. I am open. Like I said, when we pray, it shows that we are dependent on Him. When we don't pray, it shows that we have it all together. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. 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 Veroba singara bakusha ti brabosa ila bose kene musa mani boza farafida bosha. Father, thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for this new season. Thank you, Father God, for that which you have packaged for us in this season. Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for mercy. The psalmist said, surely goodness and mercy follows me all the days of my life, and I dwell in your house, O God. I dwell in your presence, Father. Goodness and mercy. Psalm 23 and verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy. Father, thank you because your goodness and your mercy follow us. They follow us. But even in this season, O Lord, we are asking. We ask, O God, that you instruct us as to what the season entails, as to what the season requires, as to the alignments we have to make, as to the adjustments, oh Lord, that we have to make. Father God, we pray that this season will not leave us the same. Father God, we pray that this we will maximize the opportunities in this season. We will maximize the opportunities. And somebody needs to hear this again. This season is for the turnaround of fortunes. It's a season of restoration. It's a season of collapsing of time. Father Lord, we are going to maximize these opportunities in this season. Father Lord, we will not waste our opportunities. We will not waste our seasons. We will not waste our timings in the name of Jesus. We will not be wasters. But Father Lord, we will redeem the time. We will be redeemers of time. We will be redeemers of time. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you this morning. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,